This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the importance of open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China amid the complex international situation. Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with Vice President of China Han Cheng in Beijing today. He highlighted that continued normalization of ties between the two countries can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. The minister also expressed confidence that his discussions in this visit will maintain that positive trajectory.
Bilateral relationship has been steadily improving since the meeting of Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping in Kazan last October. I'm confident that my discussions on this visit will maintain that positive trajectory. We have marked the 75th anniversary of the establishment of our diplomatic relations. The resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is also widely appreciated in India. Continued normalization of our ties can produce mutually beneficial outcomes.
Dr. Jaishankar noted that the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is also widely appreciated in India. The return journey of the Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. IST. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth tomorrow at around 3 p.m. IST. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. In his farewell speech aboard the ISS, Group Captain Shukla described his space journey as incredible.
It has been an incredible journey. I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9 on 25th. The team that is standing behind me, you guys have made it really special for us being here on the station. It was an incredible joy to be here and working alongside with a bunch of professionals like you. Over the past 2.5 weeks or so, we have done a lot of science on the station. We have done outreach activities and also looked back at the Earth, whatever time we found. I would like to thank my country and all their citizens for supporting this mission.
Axiom 4 mission carrying Shukla took off for the ISS on June the 26th. Delhi's Rouse Avenue court today reserved its order on the cognizance of the prosecution complaint of the ED against senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi and others in the National Herald money laundering case. The court has listed the matter for order on the 29th of this month. The matter was related to whether to take cognizance of the supplementary charge sheet in the National Herald case, in which allegations of money laundering against Congress leaders have been made. The Enforcement Directorate ED is questioning Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with the arms dealer Sanjay Bhandari-linked money laundering case. He is being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. Earlier, Mr. Vadra was questioned by the agency in another money laundering probe linked to purchase of a land in Gurugram by his company. The sixth batch of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra 2025 embarking via Nathula, Sikkim is scheduled to reach Sikkim this evening. The group has 52 individuals comprising 45 Yatris, 2 liaison officers and 1 ITBP doctor. Additionally, 4 support staff are already stationed in Gangtok. This batch is scheduled to reach Baghdogra this afternoon. The US will send Patriot air defense munitions to Ukraine to help the war-torn nation in its fight against Russia. US President Donald Trump told media at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland that he has not agreed on the number of Patriot missiles to be given to Ukraine yet, but they are going to have some because they do need protection. India need 135 runs to win against England in the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's on the final day today. Chasing a target of 193 on a tricky Lord's pitch, India were 58 for 4 at stumps yesterday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Rajasthan, Gangetic, West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Odisha and West Madhya Pradesh today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.